Oh, that's us. 95.5 KLOS on the California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon.
Stu broke the studio. Yeah, I love that. That's
we've had
hilarious.
Engineers in here for the last 10 minutes.
Trying to figure out what's going on.
And it looks like it's working.
Yeah, theoretically.
Sort of.
Like, I don't really believe it. Something's going to blow up pretty soon. I hope you hear it because it'll be hilarious.
Have you ever been stopped by TSA? At any airport
yes,
for any reason,
yeah,
you have.
Yeah, I do quite often get even a pat-down from them.
Right.
Excuse me. Which I kind of like to make moaning sounds and upset
them. Oh, yes. Oh,
yes.
More. They're right there.
Yeah. Maybe not that far, but kind of along those lines.
That's hilarious. Yeah. There's I just saw a story this morning of an elected official who got stopped again with a gun.
Oh, come on.
Trying to go through TSA.
I can take it. I'm important.
And it made me think of Dave the King of Mexico, who I used to work with, and I were going to Vegas, and people were being stopped left and right for having bottles that were too big, too many ounces of whatever.
And machetes. And
both of us were mocking them endlessly.
Sure, of course.
And then we got up, and Dave had two bottles of wine in his suitcase.
Oh, Dave.
And I was like, after an hour of making fun of the people in front of us.
It never occurred to him, oh, this kind of applies to me, too.
Right.
Dude.
So I thought we would take some calls on things the TSA found that perhaps were a surprise to you.
I have no idea how that gun got in my bum.
You forgot that you... In your bum?
Yeah, I don't know.
You forgot that you left your knife in there.
Right.
Oh, right. I had a knife in there.
Oh, I had that
my
machete.
Bad.
I had that machete.
Yeah. Right. Oh, that machine gun. Yes, yes. I was taking that someplace else, and I forgot, and TSA found. You've seen those bins that they have.
Yep.
With all kind nunchucks and all kinds of stuff.
Yep. And it's I never fantastic. Grab a little thing out of it as I walk by, that's for sure.
Well, I don't think that's what it's for.
No. Oh, no?
No.
Oh.
I don't think it's a grab bag.
Well, hell. Now I know.
It's not a grab bag situation. So 818-955-KLOS. Let's start today with the things the TSA found that surprised you.
Yeah, maybe you saw someone getting stopped and...
Or you were stopped and you weren't aware that was in your bag.
Yeah, lie. Lie to us like you lied to the TSA.
Exactly. 818-955-KLOS, things the TSA found that you may have been surprised by. We're talking about things that you forget were in your bag, and you went through TSA, and it turns out they found them.
I'm like, really? You're going to try and take this sword on, eh?
Oh, I forgot about that. You have a story like that?
Okay, so I was flying from Hungary to Scotland, and they found a screwdriver in my... carry on, and I didn't realize that was illegal. And he's like, yes, of course, you can kill somebody with it. So I thought, okay, but it was a handmade wooden painted Hungarian kind of gift for my mom.
Oh, so it's a keepsake.
Yes. So I didn't know that would be illegal. So the guy was so awesome. He went back to his office and brought a saw and sawed off the metal part so I could give the little sculpture part to my mom. How nice is that?
Oh, that is actually pretty nice. Yeah.
That's incredibly nice.
They're wonderful in Edinburgh. Wonderful.
All right. Well, I'm going to route every flight I go through Edinburgh, Scotland.
You're going to Kansas? I'm going to Scotland first.
You should.
Thank you for calling. We appreciate it.
Thanks.
KLOS, hello. What'd you try to get through TSA?
Air, daisy rifle, and pellets.
So a pellet gun.
It was my grandpa's gun.
Right.
I go to Oklahoma. It's 2005, after 9/11. And, they're like... Well, what is this? And I'm like, it's my grandpa's air gun. They're like, okay. And I had the daisy pellets right there. And they're like, well, what are these? And I'm like, well, those are the bullets.
And why would you use the word bullets?
Yeah, don't use your bullets around them.
Say pellets.
Pellets. Yeah. I said pellets. I might have said ammo. Who knows?
All right.
Hey, but you know.
I might have said bombs.
So they're like, forget about it. What are you going to do? I get on the plane with the gun and
you
the
did.
Pellets and... And I got the gun to this day.
They let you go. They're like, oh, all right.
They let me go.
So they have not seen a Christmas story.
Wow. That is miraculous.
Thanks for calling, man. 818-955-KLOS.
Things the TSA found that surprised you? We're talking about things the TSA found that may have been a surprise to you. You have a story like that?
Yeah, a little bit of backstory. So I used to do commercial and theatrical pyrotechnics for tours and concerts.
Excellent.
Yeah, one of the worst was doing a show in Antigua, traveling back into Miami, had 2 gallons of white gas fuel for fire performers and about 100 shell and mortar igniters.
And you're going to try and take those on a plane?
They sent the wrong they sent the wrong road tape on the plane that they were supposed to go on the boat.
Oh.
Interesting.
Wow, what did they say when they found all that?
They weren't too pleased. I ended up getting detained for a couple hours. Wow. They had to call my boss to
and your mom.
ATF search and all that.
Body search? Full body search?
Almost. Woo! Not that lucky.
Maybe next time.
Not that lucky. I usually request that.
Well, right on. Thanks for calling, you damn pyro.
Thanks.
Take care. 818-955-KLOS.
They found something can I try again? The TSA found something that was a surprise to you. We're talking about things the TSA found that maybe you forgot was in your bag.
It's ironic that you mentioned in the previous segment break a sword.
Yes.
Because my very frail, very elderly, and very dependent on her cane, grandma was gifted a cane by a friend and went to go fly and found out that it had a sword.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's fantastic.
She didn't know that it was in there, huh?
No idea.
Did it also fire a bullet? Was she a double agent?
No, it didn't. I didn't go that far. I didn't know either. I just thought it was a pretty cane.
She was a double agent, wasn't she? She was working for the Ruskies.
She wanted to split heads off people.
And she must have been pretty shocked when the young man from TSA said, "There's a sword in here."
That's hilarious.
That's awesome, dude. Thanks for calling, man. That's awesome.
KLOS, hello.
I got one for you. Coming back from Buffalo. And we picked up some stuff from my dad. He passed away, and he had a lava lamp. Damn it, we didn't even know it looked like a torpedo. So we put it in there, and they thought it was a torpedo. It was a lava lamp.
My wife tried to bing a clock, and it had really weird hands, and they were like, "This looks like a bomb, you realize, ma'am."
Wow.
Right? And I'm like, "It's a clock!"
Yeah, there's a clock on every bomb.
Yeah.
Regular clocks.
Yeah, didn't you live in the 60s? Don't you know what a lava lamp is and a clock? Yeah. Come on.
We had to laugh about it because we had like utensils, pans in there, and that radar just probably lit up like a Christmas tree.
Sure. That makes sense.
Right on, man. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, good. Thank you. Things the TSA found?
Yeah, so it wasn't me. It was my husband. We were going for a long weekend to help my dad build a boathouse.
Yep.
So we're just taking a backpack, and he hops on. The TSA guy pulls out this hammer, a framing hammer.
Oh. Man.
Oh, my God. What are you doing? We're always late with this guy, right? And he says, "Oh, well, your dad's hammer's a piece of garbage." And they say, "Well, you can't take this." So he goes outside and he buries it. He buries it under the bushes because he couldn't take it.
Right, so he could get it when you came back?
We went to go get it, and we found like pepper spray, a bullet under there. We were trying like another knife. I was like, "Oh, look, it's a sword."
So a lot of other people do the same thing.
Ridiculous.
Hilarious.
Who knew?
But the hammer was still there?
The hammer was still there. Yeah, he buried it well. It was his favorite hammer, apparently.
That's awesome. I had no idea that was going on.
That can't possibly have looked bad.
No, right?
A guy out in front of the
Burbank airport.
Yeah. Digging a hole.
That's awesome.
Under a bush. And there's not that many. I'm actually pulling in there right now.
818-955-KLOS.
Things the TSA found that may have surprised them. You.
Them.
You.
Us.
You.
We.
Who? People always get caught with stuff they forgot was in their bag by TSA.
That's because people are dumb, which we're going to do in just a few minutes.
That's true. People are dumb is coming up.
Very soon.
First, you have a story like that?
Yeah, they found my salami.
You're like, "Excuse me, sir."
They found your salami.
Next.
They're just salami.
Excuse me.
They scanned my bag and it set off an alarm and they had this look on their face and a bunch of people came over and I said, "What's wrong?" And they said, "It detected a substance we look for." And they dug in my bag and they went into my snack pocket and pulled out a salami and swabbed it and said, "Oh, this is it." And my only thought was it was the nitrates in there set off an alarm for explosives.
No, man, so they weird. Just want to go and have a party in the back room and eat some salami.
Right?
Salami.
They're like, "Oh, there's a quality salami in this bag. Grab it."
But they let it get through?
Yeah. Of course.
Oh, they let it through.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, then that's
who are you?
Then.
What's whose story are you listening to?
And then they killed this guy, and he tried to call, but he was a ghost, and he wasn't able to.
Thank you for calling.
I came over. Thanks, guys.
Thanks. Bye. KLOS, hello.
This is like decades before 9/11.
Right.
My little brother goes up to visit our dad up in Washington. They go up in the Arctic Circle, catch a large salmon, 3 to 4 feet long, flash freeze it, get to the airport. TSA says, "You can't take this on." Why? Because it could be used as a weapon.
A fish?
A frozen salmon, which immediately brought up thoughts of Monty Python's Norwegian fish dance.
I will slap you into the lake with this fish, sir.
Exactly. Wait a minute. We're not on a dock. We're on a plane.
How could they possibly think that a fish could be used as a weapon?
Did they confiscate it?
No. They said, we're going to have to put this up in the cockpit with a crew.
What?
Wow.
Also, we need a barbecue pit to put up there.
So the frozen fish flew down to Orange County with the, in the cockpit, and of course they handed it to him once he got John Wayne Airport.
Do you think the pilot might have asked the fish if it liked movies about gladiators? Or likes hanging around the gymnasium?
Just want you to know we're all counting on you. Good luck.
Now, truly a flying fish.
95.5 KLOS on the California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon, usually at about 3:50 and about 5:50.
Thereabouts.
We do People Are Dumb.
People are dumb when you're a dumb. Kevin and Sligo, they ought to know.
In this case, the people that are dumb are the people complaining.
Okay, yeah, that's so often the case.
The story of Scrody.
Excuse me?
Scrody, the hockey mascot that could. This wow. is the Rhode Island School of Design.
The Rhode Island School of Design, okay.
So they're creative types.
Sure.
Their hockey team sucked. Like, it was really bad.
Right.
So to keep people engaged, they put up a vote for what the name of the team should be.
Oh, Bodie McBoatface.
And yes, just like that.
Nice.
And they came up with Nads.
Nads!
Because they just wanted to shout, go Nads! Nads! Go, go Nads! Nads! Go Nads! Which they did. And then,
hell yeah.
In 2001, they were celebrating their 40th season, and while never really a competitor in college sports, they were starting to just slide. No one cared so much.
They were getting worse.
Yes.
Is that possible? Okay.
Seats were empty. The team had fallen into disrepair. Oh. Some of the players couldn't even skate. I mean, come on.
Wow.
The team was in desperate need of reinvention. Without it, the Nads would need to be dismantled. Fortunately, during this dark hour, an exciting new mascot was born. And they voted again, and they came up with Scrody.
Makes sense for Nads.
He was approximately 7 feet tall foam penis with a pair of balls.
Oh, no.
And he provided the team with the boost that they needed.
Is the acid kicking in, or is there a giant penis on the ice?
He was never the official team mascot, but for the past 21 years, he's been a semi-regular presence
21.
At Nads games.
Where I might actually go to that.
Where he will shout obscenities at the opposing team as fans chant his name. He humps opposing mascots, slamming his head on the glass, or rile the crowd.
Oh, wait, and you're saying people are complaining about
it? A lot of people complain
Scrody?
About it.
Well, go home!
And went away for a long time.
Ah, boo.
And then about 2010, it went away for a long time.
Boo.
Then it came back. Yeah. Then it got stolen. Then they had to build a new one. And then it got stolen again. They had to build a new one.
We should steal it.
And
I want it.
The Rhode Island School of Design's fencing team, now they started throwing open all their teams to the vote.
Right. Oh, no.
Which may have been the best thing ever.
Sure.
Their fencing team is called the Pricks. The flag football team is the Foreskins. The basketball team is the Balls.
They got a little bit of an obsession over there, I
yes,
think.
They do. And the cheerleaders are called the Jockstraps because they support the Balls.
Oh, man.
People are dumb when you're a dumb. Kevin and Sligo, they ought to know.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon.
Yeah.
I came across a story on Huffington Post. We've been homeless for 2 years. Here's how the same thing could happen to many of you. And how many times have you seen those articles? Oh, a lot of people are one or two paychecks away.
100%.
From being homeless.
Most,
so
I think.
I thought, instead of actually talking about that, I wonder if we could get calls from people who used to be homeless.
You were for a while. Yeah.
Yes, you were homeless for a while.
Yeah.
And how you got out of it.
Yeah.
I think it might be inspiring to hear how some people got out of living on the streets.
Yeah. No, absolutely. I had a friend who's in radio,
mm-hmm.
which is always a really wise choice
sure.
to get into.
Nothing but stability.
Yep. Ended up being homeless for a while, but he actually somehow got his hands on an old school bus and totally turned it into his house. That's where he lived.
Right.
It was really awesome, actually, what he did with it. He actually put a bathroom in the back and he like set it up so you could dump out at the whatever where you're supposed to, you know.
But every morning kids get on. You're like, get off!
Exactly. Yeah. No, it was pretty cool, though. I mean, you know, he actually kind of made it doable. I mean, when he first told me, he's like, well, I'm out of my apartment. I can't get another place. I'm going to move into a school bus. I'm like,
what? I mean, that's kind of creative.
It is.
That's kind of creative.
Well, it's radio, dude.
So you.
The weirdo.
Or someone you know.
Yeah.
Was homeless.
Yeah.
And is not anymore.
Yeah. How'd you fix it?
Right.
How'd you get back?
818-955-KLOS. 818-955-KLOS.
By the way, he has his own apartment now, so.
Excellent. Yeah, there you go.
Totally back on his feet.
Let's call him.
Okay. Hey, Mark!
I see.
The phone.
Yeah.
Oh, that might work.
Most of the time, we're telling stories about Scrody, the mascot.
Important stories like that.
Sometimes we talk about serious subjects, and I saw an article on Huffington Post. Pretty much everybody's about two paychecks away from living on the street.
And I really don't know very much. I do know a few people who that's not true for, but right. Most everyone I know.
Yep.
I mean, it could just go south real quick.
We thought this hour we would take calls from people who were homeless. KLOS, hello.
I used to be homeless.
You did? For how long?
For about 2 years.
2 years. And how did you get out of that?
How'd you get back up into a place?
Me and my lady found an RV. We were living in for a while. Mm-hmm. Then after that, I got a job working at a heavy equipment place.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, just save money. Now we have an apartment. Now we have two cars.
Nice. Wow. There
good
you go.
Good for you.
That must have been a really rough 2 years.
Oh, yeah, it was.
Were you by yourself or were you with this woman of yours?
I was with this woman.
Yeah. And that made it a little more bearable, at least, I would think.
Yeah.
Have you moved on since?
Yeah.
Have you moved on since that woman?
No, we're still together. No,
I'm just kidding.
He's trying to sow seeds of discord.
Yes.
Wow.
You have three kids. Congratulations.
Yeah.
That's great.
Thank
you for calling.
Yeah. Thanks for checking in, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. Thank you. You used to be homeless?
Yes. I have a story. I used to be homeless for about 6 months, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny because the way my life changes was by rock and roll. You know, I was playing my acoustic guitar once in Venice Beach when I found this producer that told me that I shouldn't be in the streets. You know, he gave me his business card and everything. And then this guy, you know, he gave me his credit, his info and everything, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then he gave me like $100. I remember I was like, yeah, I was happy, you know.
Of course.
Like, and so, you know what I did? You know, I got out of there. I started making a band. And then I came out with this band. We are called the Cellar Bandits.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going on tour, actually, on May 5th. We're going to Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, Nevada. So things are going really, really great.
Nice.
After that.
Dude, that's awesome, man.
That's really good to hear. Anything in Southern California coming up?
Yeah, we're playing at the Rainbow in May. I believe it's going to be May 21st. So if you guys want to come through, check us out.
I like it.
The Cellar Bandits, May 21st in the Rainbow.
Awesome, Cellar Bandits.
Yeah, right on, man. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks, we appreciate it.
Very cool.
Thank you, guys.
Nice to see that actually happening. You know, someone actually turn that out there playing live into a career, into a new life.
Correct.
Very cool. 818-955-KLOS.
You used to be homeless. We're talking to people who used to be homeless. KLOS, hello.
My name is Marshall. I used to be homeless as well.
For how long?
About 6 weeks. I didn't really want to be out there that long, you know.
Well, I don't think anybody wants to be out there that long.
Yeah. Where did you actually plant yourself, park yourself for that 6 weeks?
Oh, I slept under a bridge in Costa Mesa. And I finally went into a temp agency and they said, oh man, we could you know, you're a veteran, we'll find a job for you.
Oh,
so
good.
They did, and they said, oh, you're homeless, well, why didn't you say something, you know, a couple days in? And so they sent me to Salvation Army, and then I was under a work program, and then CR England, they pay so that you can get your driver's license for free.
Mm-hmm.
Room and board and everything. So
wow,
that's great.
I was
that's
a
good
truck driver, and then you know, all kinds of ways you could get out of being homeless. I didn't know until I was homeless, of course. So
especially if you're a vet, I mean, they will step up, and as well they should take care of and really help out, right? Isn't that the case?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Where did you serve? Which part of this what part of the military?
Oh, I was in the Army.
Okay.
Communication specialist.
All right.
Nice.
In Fort Lewis, Washington.
We're glad to hear that it's going well. We're glad to hear that they stepped up and helped you out, man. That's good to know.
Yes. Yeah, we're doing great. Everything's great.
I'm really glad to hear that.
Fantastic.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
You used to be homeless, but you got out of it. This hour, we are talking to people who used to be homeless.
Yeah. Went through a bad, bad phase. It's so easy to happen. You're saying the Huffington Post article said basically everyone...
Most people are a couple of paychecks away.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm afraid that's true.
So we're talking to people who are homeless. KLOS, hello.
My name is Marshall. I used to be homeless as well.
For how long?
About 6 weeks. I didn't really want to be out there that long, you know.
Well, I don't think anybody wants to be out there that long.
Yeah. Where did you actually plant yourself, park yourself for that 6 weeks?
Oh, I slept under a bridge in Costa Mesa. And I finally went into a temp agency and they said, oh man, we could, you're a veteran, we'll find a job for you.
Oh, so good.
They did, and they said, oh, you're homeless? Well, why didn't you say something, you know, a couple of days in? And so they sent me to Salvation Army, and then I was under a work program, and then CR England, they pay so that you can get your driver's license for free, mm-hmm. Room and board and everything. So
wow, that's great. That's good.
Truck driver, and then, all kinds of ways you could get out of being homeless. I didn't know until I was homeless, of course. So.
Especially if you're a vet. I mean, they will step up, and as well they should, take care of and really help out, right? Isn't that the case?
Yes.
Where did you serve? Which part of this? What part of the military?
Oh, I was in the Army.
Okay.
Communication specialist.
All right.
Nice.
Fort Lewis, Washington.
We're glad to hear that it's going well. We're glad to hear that they stepped up and helped you out, man. That's good to know.
Yes. Yeah, we're doing great. Everything's great.
I'm really glad to hear that.
Fantastic.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
You used to be homeless, but you got out of it.
Half the man I used to be.
95.5? What?
Deja vu.
Yeah.
Deja vu.
Yeah. It sounded like we... Talk to some of the same people.
Yeah, I kind of feel like maybe we heard something there.
Let's try some different calls.
Okay, there's a good idea.
We're talking about homeless people who got out of it. KLOS, hello.
Yeah, I used to be homeless.
How long?
I was homeless for about 3 months.
Okay.
And I slept in my car, and then I also had a full-time job. And then I kind of got out of it. So I'm glad about that.
If you had a full-time job, well, how come you were sleeping in your car?
I just got it. It was after COVID, and then I got a job, so I had to save up money to get better.
Yeah, I would think COVID really knocked a lot of people out.
It's not the best thing, but you know, I'm just glad to be out of it.
Of course.
And a roof over my head, so I thank God for that.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Absolutely. Well, thanks for calling. Thanks for checking in, man.
You're welcome. Have a good one.
You thanks. Too. Take care.
KLOS, hello.
I wasn't homeless, but I was very, very nearly homeless.
Mm-hmm.
The end of 2009, I moved to California from the East Coast. And during that period, 2008, 2010, housing crisis, financial crisis.
Right.
Was very fortunate to get the job in 2009. 5 months after moving out here, they laid me off. Part of 200 person layoff in North America.
Right.
I didn't have anybody out here, no family, no friends. And because of a mix up with unemployment, I came close to not getting unemployment. I had to go before an administrative judge to get it restored, and I didn't have any money in my bank account, like zero.
Wow.
Like, worked some odd jobs here and there, finally got full-time employment again, doing a job I didn't really want to do, but I did it for like the next several years and kind of got back on my feet.
Yeah, you do what you have to.
Yeah,
and it's just always so wobbly. It's just always right there where you can see if one more thing goes wrong, you're out on the street. Easy.
I really feel bad for people that it happens to.
Yep,
you know, agreed. Because it comes down to purely finances.
Yep. Right on, man. Thank you for calling. Thanks for checking in.
KLOS, hello.
Hi.
Hi there. You were homeless?
Yes.
For how long?
15 months.
15 months.
Wow.
I lived on the docks in Santa Ana. Of the Sears warehouse.
Mm-hmm.
And when the time came, my parole officer, she didn't want me to come to the office, but she told me when the time came that I wanted to get right, she promised me the next day she'd get me in detox. And Lisa Tafua, who was my parole officer, honored that.
Wow.
Wow, that's good. That's good. That's awesome. I mean, you know, what got you, what made you homeless in the first place? How did you get to that situation?
My my dad passed away, left me a house, and I screwed it up due to drugs.
Right.
Yeah.
That's so easy to do. It's so much to take care of in any situation, let alone if you're just grieving and wanting to take your mind off everything and whatever. I mean, it can just slip away like that.
Self-medicate is a bigger problem.
Yep.
Well, congratulations on getting out.
Yeah, and I'm glad that your parole officer actually helped you out. That's a good thing.
Yep, and today now I work for the homeless.
Nice.
Excellent.
And I help them get housing, and I'm at substance abuse counselor with them.
Oh, that's fantastic, man.
Excellent.
That is awesome.
That is great to hear.
Thank you for calling, man. Thank you very much.
Sure.
I like a union rescue mission. They're a particularly good one. I like what they do with the money, and I like, you know, what I see them doing. Union rescue mission is pretty damn good.
Agreed.
Hey, this is Eddie Van Halen.
And Michael Anthony.
And you're listening to 95.5 KLOS.
The station that rocks.
Coming up just after 5, we're going to talk about the woman who dropped her phone in the outhouse and then reached for it and then fell in head first.
This is a horrifying story.
And had to be rescued. But first, we haven't been able to get a hold of our winner yesterday in Cachosaurus Rex for $2,000.
Yeah, when you text in those words, the next day, they finally cough one up and we call the person and tell them that they won, but we haven't been able to get a hold of this guy yet.
Let's do it.
All right, I'm still trying to... Is he calling? Are we calling him now? If your phone starts ringing, answer it. It's us calling you.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, who's this?
This is Matt. How's it going?
It's going well. It's Kevin and Sligo.
Yoda, it is.
KLOS?
From KLOS.
KLOS, it is.
And Yoda is here.
How's it going?
You won $2,000.
Money you've won.
No way.
Yeah, you won $2,000. From calling in yesterday, you texted Caves, right?
Yes, I did.
You won $2,000.
Oh, no way.
Yes, sir.
Cachosaurus Rex was happy.
Stop it, Yoda.
Give him money.
Wow. I actually won something.
You won $2,000.
Wow.
Just yesterday.
Just for texting that silly word, Caves.
It pays to listen to the radio sometimes.
Yes, it does.
You know, I don't know if that's true, but I guess in your case, that's true. Well done, dude. Congratulations.
Wow, thank you very much.
You bet. Thank you for listening. We appreciate that.
Yeah, I love you guys. You guys are awesome.
KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon.
That's a fact.
All right, we're going to change gears here. Last hour, we were talking about homelessness. This hour, we're talking about you needed to be rescued. We're going to base it on this woman.
Okay. This is the story from yesterday, right?
Out of the state of Washington.
It's horrifying.
A woman who accidentally dropped her cell phone into the hole of an outhouse in a national forest.
And you know what those kind of latrines are like? You were within a 2-mile radius, you can smell those things.
Yes, those are so nasty.
Horrible.
So, but she thought, oh, I can get my phone out.
Lost cause, lady.
She disassembled the toilet seat, used dog leashes to try and get the phone. Almost got it, but couldn't quite. So then she tried to use the leashes to tie herself up to make sure she didn't fall in.
Oh, man.
And she fell in head first.
Head first. Into the latrine.
Yes.
In the middle of nowhere.
But found her phone, and it worked, and she called 911.
Let's see someone use that for a commercial. This woman fell into a latrine headfirst, which means she had to stand up completely covered, and this phone worked. You should buy this phone.
They got there within about 15 minutes. Hosed her down, and they strongly encouraged her to seek medical attention. She said, you know what? I just want to go home.
She sounds like a real brainiac.
So you needed to be rescued. You got yourself stuck somewhere. You needed to be rescued by whoever, university police, whatever.
Yeah.
You're stuck. Remember the woman that was stuck between two buildings?
Oh, yeah. Naked.
She was naked and they were about 8 inches apart.
And they had to tear the buildings apart.
Yes.
They were breaking out the walls to rescue her.
Just to get to her.
And then there was that woman that wanted to get into her ex-boyfriend's house and tried to go down the chimney and ended up getting stuck in there, naked, of course.
And they had to tear the chimney apart to get to her. Right. You don't have to have been naked, although it is funny.
We are much happier if you were.
818-955-KLOS if you needed to be rescued.
Or someone in your family had to be rescued.
The funnier, the better. We don't want any serious things where people die. You know what we're doing this show.
Well, I lost all my arms and legs and half of my head, but I'm okay now.
Now I'm in the water. They call me Bob. All right, so 818-955-KLOS. You needed to be rescued.
Or someone you know.
Yes. Call now. We started this hour talking about the woman who went head headfirst into an outhouse.
Ooh, man.
Trying to get her phone, which she had dropped in there.
Just let the phone go.
Right. And you had to be rescued is the topic. KLOS, hello.
Does that apply to you?
No, but I helped rescue someone else. We took a guy out trying to find somebody in the mountains that had crashed their car and they couldn't find the poor guy.
Right.
And one of the guys that I was with passed out right in front of me and fell down a cliff, and I barely grabbed him by the shoulder of his backpack.
Oh, my God.
Saved him from going off the side of a cliff. L.A. County Fire Department came with a helicopter and sandblasted us and picked him up and sent him off to UCLA. I think they took him, but he turned out all right, so it was good.
Do you remind him of that daily?
No, I kind of didn't really know him.
I'd find out where his house was, and I would knock on the door, and I would every single day go, I saved your life.
Hey, by the way.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah, well
appreciate
done,
it.
Man. Thanks.
KLOS, hello.
I was working in a Whole Foods, and a vacuum line fell behind a refrigerated case.
Mm-hmm.
So I went through the T-bar ceiling, through the floor joists from above.
Right.
I got in there, retrieved the hose, but I couldn't get out the same way I came in. So
right.
I had to call my company to call the store to tell the manager to come over and reposition the ladder so I can crawl out head first.
How long did it take?
About 45 minutes.
And then when you did get out, you had to go down face first, hands first on the ladder.
Yes, that was scary.
Yes.
Yeah.
Good times.
Yeah. It's crazy how quickly things just suddenly turn horrible, right?
It is. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, thanks for calling.
All right, thank you.
Thanks.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, guys.
Hi there. You had to be rescued?
Yep. I was being an impatient kid at Legoland and stuck my knee in between two poles and I got stuck.
Oh.
Yeah.
That is such a thing I would do.
My aunt, who hadn't had kids yet, was freaking out thinking my mom was going to get mad. And of course, some other mom goes, I got this, and pulls some lotion or something out of her bag and just slips me right out.
Oh, wow. There you go. Mom to the random mom to the rescue.
With some lotion.
Yep.
This is turning weird.
I don't know, but it worked for me.
Yeah, good. Right on. That's awesome.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks. 818-955-KLOS.
For some reason, you needed to be rescued. We started the hour talking about a woman who needed to be rescued from diving headfirst into an outhouse, which is not great.
To rescue a phone, I'm saying let the phone sink.
Agreed. So the question is, you had to be rescued. KLOS, hello.
So I was working at a festival called Lightning in a Bottle. I was a medical guy.
Okay.
And my friend Pathfinder and I were walking by some porta potties late at night.
Yes.
We heard this voice going, help me.
Oh, my God.
So we opened the porta potty and we find our light in there and we couldn't see anybody. Then we hear, help me, help me. And there was this little festy girl who was high on drugs. She was naked and she fell into the porta potty completely naked.
Wow. What's with the nudity and porta potties?
Seems like that's a bad combination, people.
Yeah. I mean, I don't care how high you are. Just go ahead and keep the clothes on if you're going to get into a porta potty.
Never get into a porta potty.
There you go. That. How'd you get her out?
So we pulled her out by her arms.
Right.
And then we used our water bottles. We got her out and she's naked and we used our water bottles and we're like pouring water on her to get the shit off. And then two of the festival rangers came by and they're like, Do you know this girl? Like, no, we don't know this girl.
Not
we
yet.
We found her in there and we're just trying to clean her off. It's like, well, we'll take it from here, sir. We'll take care of her.
Well, how thoughtful of them. How nice. Right on, man. Well done.
Sorry.
Right on.
Well done indeed.
Next time I'm super high and I'm down in a porta potty, I'm going to give you a call first, dude.
All right, guys. Love your show.
Thank you, man.
You guys.
Thank
you. Every day on my way to work.
Thank you.
Nice.
We appreciate it.
Thanks, man. 818-955-KLOS.
You had to be rescued. The question is, you had to be rescued?
I was the rescuer.
Wow, a lot of rescuers calling.
Yeah, it was me and my son and his two buddies. We were digging up a trail up in the mountains.
Right.
And off the side of the trail, somebody heard somebody like yell for help.
Right.
And so we went back, and apparently this guy, his dog went off the side of the trail, and he went down to get him, and it was just like he was just stuck on a bush.
So you said, get him, son.
That was your plan. Get her.
And so it was about two feet to the edge of a probably a 50-foot drop.
Wow.
into the Canyon Creek, and we got all our belts off, and just that's not going to work. So what we had to do is a human chain.
Wow, that is frightening.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And if any one of us were to fall and keep going,
of course,
it would be sure death.
Of course.
But we saved this guy and his dog.
Wow. And the dog. Yay. Got to save the dog.
Yeah.
To hell with the guy. Save the dog.
Wow. Well done.
Hello, KLOS.
Yeah. You guys are talking about being rescued?
Yes. Yeah.
I got stuck on a little ride over there in Six Flags, and I had to be rescued.
Oh, which one?
Well, it wasn't a ride. It was, you know, the rock climbing, the rock climbing wall?
Yeah.
Yeah. I went all the way to the top. And I didn't push up far enough, and I was wearing shorts, and it got caught on one of the steps. And I was
hilarious.
Hanging upside down.
That's hilarious.
You were just trying to find a way to show everybody what you had.
And I was upside down, and I thought it was the funniest thing, and the dude was like, all right, relax, you calm down. I just thought it was hilarious. He had to come up and push me up so I could get up and out of the way.
And stop showing the world your balls. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. I have a podcast with Mike Catherwood called Great News with Kevin and Mike, because you need good news to balance out all the bad. You can find it on YouTube or anywhere you find podcasts. It's time for What We Learned, sponsored by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. Things the TSA found on you, and a man got turned away because he had a hammer, so he went out in front of the airport and buried the hammer for later, came back, found the hammer along with bullets, knives, and all other manner
apparently
of nonsense.
Apparently people do that a lot. They take this stuff that they're not allowed to take on the plane outside the airport and bury it? Who knew?
It's fantastic.
I had no idea.
Talk to people who were homeless and asked how they got out of it, and most of them were helped by reaching out to other people who were reaching back to them. It was really inspiring.
Yeah, and the vets, you got to remember, there's a lot of government agencies that are willing to help you, and please look into that if you are needing help.
And if people are dumb, the Rhode Island School of Design named their hockey team the Nads, and then came up with a mascot named Scrody. And people got upset.
I don't like that. I don't approve. Well, that's nice and all. I'm going to go home and pet my Scrody.
That's great. Peace out. See you tomorrow. Cassiosaurus Rex did not like that mistake.
He's going to eat you. In the bad way.
Do you want to win $2,000 today?
Sure, why not? Sure, of course we do. We all do.
The word is Dodgers.
Ah, Dodgers.
This hour.
Okay.
Dodgers this hour to 68683. That's Dodgers to 68683 for your shot to win $2,000 today.
Standard data messaging rates apply. You got more shots to win about 20 minutes after every hour until 10 o'clock tonight. Good luck.
In just a couple of minutes, we're going to give you the code word for this hour.
That's
so that
right.
You could win $2,000 cash. Cassiosaurus Rex.
He is angry.
He's back.
And he smells a bit, too. Have you noticed that? Oh, sorry. Nothing. No, you're good. You're good. You're fine.
This hour's word is Johnny.
Ha ha. That dude has great donuts. Johnny in the morning, he has good donuts.
Yeah, that's... Wow. J-O-H-N-N-Y. Johnny. Text that to 68683. That's Johnny to 68683 for your shot to win $2,000 today.
But not a dozen donuts. Sorry, Johnny. Standard data messaging rates apply. You got more shots to win about 20 minutes after every hour until 10 o'clock tonight. Ooh, you have to be rescued from this damn dinosaur right now.
I'm just glad I'm not going to be your first call. Cassiosaurus Rex has arrived. The word this hour is party.
Party!
P-A-R-T-Y. Text PARTY to 68683. That's PARTY to 68683 for your shot to win $2,000 today.
Standard data messaging rates apply. You got more shots to win about 20 minutes after every hour until 10 o'clock tonight.
Whoever.
Yeah, get that straightened out.
I was thrown off by the Cassiosaurus Rex.
I know, it's terrifying.
It has arrived.
He always says, wow.
The word for you to text this hour is teeth.
Teeth.
T-E-E-T-H, teeth.
That's something Grandma that was just talked about didn't have.
Text that to 68683. That's teeth to 68683 for your shot to win $2,000 today.
Standard data messaging rates apply. You got more shots to win about 20 minutes after every hour until 10 o'clock tonight. Good luck. What are you doing to celebrate Ace Frehley's birthday today? He was born on this day in rock in 1951 in the Bronx. So you know that live Pink Floyd show that happened in Birmingham on this day in rock in 1969? The John Peel reviewed as sounding like dying galaxies lost in sheer corridors of time and space. Yeah, that actually happened today, yeah, on 1969. Yeah, it's cool, man. Were you there? Ringo Starr married Bond girl Barbara Bach. on this day in rock in 1981.